New things taking place. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Fly, Eagles, fly. Yes, we are here on this Monday morning, and we're tagging today Love Thy Neighbor Monday. Of course, we're going to love thy neighbor every day because the Lord said, love the Lord with all our hearts, all our minds, and all our souls, and then love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Praise God. Let's go before God in prayer. Father, we thank you for this fifth day of February of 2018, where new beginnings, new creations, new great things are taking place in all of our lives, Lord God. We glorify you, Father, as we seek your face, because we say, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. Father God, we thank you for the two women of God that started this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. We glorify you, Father, for their yes, and we thank you, Father, for strengthening them to carry this call forth. We ask you, Father, that you use the speaker in such a manner, Father God, that we will feel your presence even on this telecommunication sanctuary. We know, Father God, that she is a vessel used by you in such a miraculous and wonderful way. We thank you, Father, for every caller that called in. We glorify you, Father, that they will hear what the Spirit has to say, and we will all become more doers of your word and not just hearers only. We give your name glory, honor, and praise for all that you're doing in this season, in this hour, in this time. And Lord, you get you some glory this day. We give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, it's been a wonderful time to spend with you this morning as a greeter. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Minister Cynthia from the Bronx, take it away. God bless you.
Thank you, Minister Brenda. We're so proud of you, so appreciate you. And that tag today, love your neighbors on Monday. Good morning, good morning. This is, we thank you for greeting us this morning and starting us on this powerful prayer this morning. We appreciate you. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I'm so glad to be on this call. Today is our 32 days corporate fast. 32 days we're moving forward. Master's Call started October 20th by two awesome women, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They have scriptures raised on Psalms 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, in the morning my prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. Well, we're so proud. We have a website. You can go to www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. All the messages has been archived on that site, as well as the bio of our speakers. I love the thing. Faith, by faith, God manifests our goals and dreams. If you feel led by the Lord to do a part of this ministry as a greeter, as Minister Brenda, and as a host, you'll truly share the word and share the word with the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. We have a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family 28 years ago. We are now called Artists Life, a great product to help the world become better. The New Morning Motivation Call, held Monday through Friday after this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artists products. The number is, you can call 712-770-4005, the PIN number is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. And if you have Metro PCS and T-Mobile, the bypass number is 716-293-9707, 203-293-9707. And today is Monday, so it's Inspirational Monday, so I think Dr. Vanessa Munson will be doing that, so we will truly be plugged into that call. It's so exciting. Well, we have a special announcement. We are going to, yes, we are going to the Extravaganza in March, the 9th through the 11th, 2018. Artist Life Expanding. It's in Los Angeles, California, and we are going to be at the Gateway Sheraton. So everyone, take the time out and sell products and whatever to get there. So we all must be there because that's so important. We are so excited. I love it. You learn a lot, and you certainly be connected with your family and your friends. But furthermore, I'm not going to hold you up any longer, but I'm going to introduce you to a person that has no – oh, she's just so awesome. I keep smiling. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is going to be our speaker this morning. After, let me just give you a little bit of her because she has an awesome bio. After successful 12 years as an industrial engineer in corporate America, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon accepted her calling to minister Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon then enrolled in the Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma in January 1990. She was ordained in January 15, 1995. She's the founder and director of a Vanessa Network, a network introduced self-improvement organization which introduced the body by joining and believers and sympathizing with them in realignment, the businesses and academics and evangelism. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon completed the Master BA and the Industrial Engineer Technology, the BIET degree from Spelman College and Southern Technology Institute. Respectfully, she was later received her Master in Christian Education in 1992, Master in Divinity in 1994 from Oral Roberts University during her tenure there. Dr. Vanessa will serve concurrently as the president of both the Graduate Technology Student and Government and the Bible Seminary and Fellowship at the BSF for 2 years. Dr. Vanessa was also nominated to the Who's Who Among American College Universities as an undergraduate and graduate student. She completed her Doctorate of Religious Philosophy in Tabernacle Bible College and Seminary in 2005. Dr. Vanessa has been featured as an expert on radio, television, areas of profit and spiritual growth, Christian education and prayer relationship, has managed and conflicted resolution. Dr. Vanessa has 30 minutes radio internet broadcast program entitled Speaking to Truth to Love. The weekly broadcast is a timely prophet teaching and revelation insight of the practical, profound mission of the Bible and apostle mandate for her. Dr. Vanessa found a new senior pastor gathering of the Eagles Workshop Center in Dallas, Texas. She also traveled to international ministry and practiced prophet words of God with the gathering of the Eagles and ministry along with teaching weekly classes to her gathering of the Eagles.
Amen.
Without further ado, let me introduce you to some present to other my friend, my pastor, I just can't say it all. But anyway, let me just say, Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
I am here. Good morning, TMC family. Warmest kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. We are just so excited on this 5th of February morning. A big shout of thanks to our prayer general who seated and greeted each and every one of us as we came on the line. We thank you for that heart of hospitality from our Mississippi Queen. And then thank you to our minister, Cynthia Cox, who is our host for today. We praise God for each and every one of you. It absolutely is teamwork that makes this dream work. Well, of course, many of us are basking in the overflow of the win last night. I know some of y'all may not be happy, but I'm a happy camper because I'm going to talk about being the underdog. I'm going to talk about when it doesn't look like it'll go your way, and it does. Why? Because we are now on the in the fifth day of Black History Month. And in this Black History Month, there is so many times we as a people, people of color, have been ruled out, have been considered the underdog, but God. And we're excited also. It's the 32nd day of our corporate fast. You know, there's a lot going on. And we're 8 days more into the home stretch for this powerful time of consecration where we have seen so many but gods move. This I have taught years ago, and God always, I love when I have series that he just adds new insight, adds new revelation, which goes along with our theme of in 2018, through you, through me, through us as believers, supernatural, supernatural. We've got to look for the supernatural things to be happening through us, in us, the miracles, the demonstration, and the revelations will be seen. And I'm excited because there have been some powerful downloading of the Lord into our hearts, into our minds, into our understanding. So I'm going to talk over the next couple of Mondays about the four B's to godly success. I've talked usually in the past about four, about three B's, but it's really four B's to godly success. And I know some of you all have said, wow, we think we've heard some of this. Well, God, I love how God gives us new nuggets all along the way. And we're going to talk about believing, birthing, becoming, and then building. Believing. First, we got to believe. We got to believe it with eyes of faith. And then we'll birth it because we're the incubators of God's will, God's heart in the land. And then as we become what God has inspired, desired us to be, then we'll turn around and build. And that's tied to legacy for our children's children's children. So we're going to talk this morning and really take our time over the next couple of weeks and talk about how we hear something when we choose to believe, what when we see something we choose to birth, and then when we'll decide to take a move and get out of park and we'll do something as we choose to become what we know God has deposited in our spirits and our lives. And why do we do it? So that we can build and develop others. I call it duplication for lasting dominion. That came straight off the Holy Ghost press early this morning. Duplication for lasting domination. I tell you, this fast has this eagle fly, because I know it's so much higher God wants all of us to go. See, we all will hear, we all will see, and then we get to decide if we'll do something and sustain it by building what we've obtained. And how we react, that's what we're going to hone in on this morning, to what we hear. In other words, will we choose to believe what God drops in your spirit? Will we choose to believe what he is birthing in our heart and shows us in a dream or in a vision? Will we choose to believe what he wants to deposit in our mind to grab with passion and pursuit? Will we choose to believe? And do we react when we receive our somethings, or more important, and are they pivotal to our daily growth as believers? Many of us know we look at a dream board every day to get that belief rooted and grounded, get the tentacles of faith going deep down inside of us. God uses different kinds of somethings to get our attention, to guide us. And he uses different somethings to correct us, to protect us, to provide for us, and even to use for his glory. See, our ability, our discernment, our degrees of growth from our test often will come when we encounter our somethings. When we choose to believe that greater is he that's in us, 1 John 4:4, than he that's in the world. Yesterday at our church, we started our Black History Month programs on every Sunday, and we were chosen, different members of the congregation, to respond to some questions, and mine was about, do I see or have I seen over the last 20 years any real growth for African Americans in the economy, and if not, why, and what will be a vehicle that can get us to where we're supposed to go. The battle 40 years ago was just physical freedom, just physical ability to just do and go wherever we wanted to, but we've lagged behind on the economic growth that I talked about. See, when you solve a problem, that's what leads to your prosperity. When you solve a problem, God's already put inside of you the passion to overcome the obstacles. When you solve a problem, you watch God fulfill his promises all along the way. And I talked about how we as a people have so much that God wants to do in us and through us. Now, you all know I'm a church historian, a historian period to my heart. I don't think there's anybody on this line who does not know about how Black history got started. But just in case there's a few who don't know, we want to reflect on the genesis of how Black History Month got started. The founder was a gentleman named Dr. Carter G. Woodson. And America have recognized Black history annually since 1926 is when he decided to start first. It was called Negro History Week. And I know some of y'all say, why do you choose the shortest month of the year? I'll explain why. And it was later changed to Black History Month. And even though although blacks had been in America and at least as far back as colonial times, it was not until the 20th century that they gained a respectable presence in history books for more than just Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass, and a little bit about Martin Luther King. Well, we owe that celebration of Black History Month, more importantly, the study of Black history, to this Dr. Carter G. Woodson. He was born to parents who were former slaves. He spent his childhood working in the Kentucky coal mines, and he enrolled in high school at the age of 20. He graduated within 2 years and later went on to earn a Ph.D. from Harvard. The scholar was disturbed to find in his studies that history books largely ignored the Black American population. And when blacks did figure into the picture, it was generally in ways that reflected the inferior social position as they were assigned to at that time. Well, he chose the second week of February for Negro History Week because it marks the birthdays of two men who greatly influenced the Black American population, Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln. However, February has much more than Douglass and Lincoln to show for its significance in Black American history. February 23rd, 1868, W.E.B. Du Bois, he was an important civil rights leader and co-founder of the NAACP. He was born in February. February 3rd, 1870, the 15th Amendment was passed, granting blacks the right to vote. And here we are all these years later, from 1870 to 2017, still trying to convince a community of color the power and the importance of the vote. February 25th, 1870, the first Black U.S. Senator Hiram R. Revels served in 1822 to 1901. He took his oath of office. February 12th, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, in 1909, was founded by a group of concerned Black and white citizens where in New York City. And Malcolm X February 21st, 1965, the militant leader who promoted black nationalism was shot to death by three black Muslims. He felt a lot took place in this month. So like Dr. Carter G. Woodson and so many of our other matriarchs and patriarchs who paved the way with our African-American history, it's our turn to decide if we believe, will we birth, will we become, and will we build like the ones who we stand on their shoulders have shown us the way. So that's why this month is so important. And on my Facebook page, I usually always every February, every day, post some of the different accomplishments that many did not know about us as a people. I want to give you four today, and then we'll continue on next week with talking more about believing why it's so important for us to walk out and do all God has called us to do. Did you know the almanac that many farmers and people depend on was invented by Benjamin Banneker approximately back in 1791. He's also credited with laying and forming almost the whole highway system in the city of D.C. What about the baby buggy that you roll your child in? Was invented by W.H. Richardson back on June 18th, 1899. I'm giving you people where these were patented. So this isn't up for debate. This is history most of us do not know. What about the bicycle frame? L.R. Johnson, October 10th, 1899. Let's go to the kitchen, folks. We know why the biscuit cutter was discovered and solved a problem by A.P. Ashbourne, November 30th, 1875. Oh, many of you may know the blood plasma bag infused every day in our hospitals across America, designed by Dr. Charles Drew in approximately 1945. And the last one I'll talk about today, most of you all are on it right now. Your cell phone was discovered by an IBM brother named Henry T. Sampson, July 6, 1971. We have made so many contributions, but it's our turn, my turn, your turn, with our four B's of godly success to do our part, to be about the kingdom building. So what am I saying? Something that God has given you is a tool in God's hand. And we'll discuss in this series how God uses and gives us room to hear something and choose first to believe. Then we'll see something and choose to birth God's purposes. In other words, I'm going to choose to be a midwife. I had that hard decision. I'll never forget it back in January in 1990 when I chose to accept the call to go to school and study and enter ministry. I was a very happy and successful engineer. But I had to believe that God had a call on my life, and I quit my Jonah and the whale running ministry and said, I accept it. I had to choose to believe it, then birth it and start on the journey. Everybody has that fork in the road to choose, to decide. And then thirdly, something will choose to do something and become what God has created us to be. You'll birth that dream. For many of us, we're going to see it birth when we walk across that stage and that platinum status. And for others, just to birth enough people to help and increase the quality of life. All of us have to become, you know, we're going to do the birthing and believing, but we got to see some fruit and become and the beginnings and the involvings from our encounters with our something. But then we cannot stop there, and many of us have. We've just been happy with us four and no more. We must become builders. Builders, that's that duplication for domination. We must turn around and mentor and help others and build for the kingdom of God. Build, let's bring it on our street today. Build our artist life business. Build in the character of others. Man, if Spelman College didn't drill into my head, nothing else. They drilled into us, we owe. that we're being blessed with this awesome education and this incredible environment of powerful black sisterhood and mentorship, that we better turn around and be a mentor always. That's why it's not an option for me to want to always pour into someone. I learned some great lessons that the talents, the gifts, the time you've been given, you owe biblically as well as spiritually and with our physical actions to give. Oh, as we conclude today, and we'll pick it up next Monday, the four B's. We're going to believe. Today, God's tapping on your shoulder. Choose today to believe and be that midwife to birth so that you become and will build. Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, for that profound word. Short left is that we call you back to close with the benediction for a few announcements. Let us pray and pray with a prayer request. Dear God, thank you for this day and every day that you bring things ahead of us. Thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone for that supernatural information about the four B's. Thank you, praise God, for Dr. Vanessa, these two awesome women that both just called together, master called Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone and Dr. P.K. Patton. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon fam for Artists International, now called Artists Life. We want to pray for the prayer warriors and the guests that join us this morning. And also we want to pray for the prayer requests, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Kendra Carter, and Diamond President Reggie Flanagan's sister and his father, which is back home right now. We would also pray over bereaved families. The Grace, Ada Grace's, we're going to pray for her mother and her siblings. We're going to keep Diamond President, also Diamond President Reggie Flanagan's brother, which was laid home to rest on Friday. Father God, we bless. We are blessed to be a blessing. In our prayers, we bless, and we are those who are mourning for will be comforted. That's Matthew 5:4. In Jesus' name we pray. We want to say this morning, if you want to hear, you got to go back and hear this message, playback, the powerful message that Dr. Vanessa will share with us. The number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677. 957-677-POUND. Please share that with everyone. That is so important that we update our young people because they need to hear that. But we want to also don't forget that we are going to the conference, the Scravaganza in California. Yes, California, March 11th, 9th through the 11th on Artist Life. So if everyone should be already plugged in, ready to go, and the right now, the registration is $29. It's going to be going up, so we want to register right now to $29. And also, it's going to be at the Sheraton Gateway in Los Angeles. So you fly into the airport, you just go right to the hotel, so which is great. I want to thank Minister Brenda for that word, love, love. That is so important, love. We need love. This is the month for love. Greeting everyone, opening the call. Dr. Vanessa Russell, thank you again for that powerful message this morning. We will close with the benediction.
Thank you, woman of God. We will definitely lift up all our prayer requests and keep them lifted up in prayer. As we leave this call, we are going to choose today to believe the word of the Lord, to believe the mandate of God on our lives individually and corporately. And we are going to, as we go through this series, be healthy, wholesome midwives to birth the will of God in our lives and to know that we will become and build all God's called us to be. Father God, I just thank you as we begin this month celebrating our history, our past, the legacy, and the lineage that you have established in our hearts and in our lives. We're grateful today that we've truly come this far by faith. And as we leave this call, we never deviate detour or detach ourselves from your presence. Go with us. Order our steps today. Let us go out rejoicing as your light, as your mouthpiece, as your hands extended to a world that needs the hope that can only come from you. And with all that we do, we will covenant and keep our part of the contract to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's go out on this great day and be that light, be that mouthpiece, and proclaim the message of our Lord and Savior. Blessings. Bye-bye.